Hey everyone, welcome to season 2, episode 1 of the To Be Fit podcast. I don't have a jingle yet. Hopefully I will have a jingle. You're probably thinking this guy needs a jingle to have some sort of familiar sound to begin his podcast with. I have not yet discovered the jingle of my desire. So, the podcast, it's back. It was Forget the Fad podcast, now it's the To Be Fit podcast. I just wanted to bring everything back home, back to Be Fit, where it should be, and have everything like clear and concise about what I'm all about. The podcast is designed to celebrate everything health, fitness and nutrition related, so there's not going to be anything overly specific, but we'll see how it goes as the podcast evolves and develops. Bringing the podcast back, something that I've wanted to do, I had to put it on the back burner a little bit. Having a child and the fiancé going back to work, it's just very demanding, especially organising guests. I used to be able to organise myself around them. It would have to be the other way around this time, and it's a lot to ask. So I'm using this as an opportunity to relaunch the podcast in conjunction with me starting Mac Nutrition University in their September intake. MNU is something that I've been looking at for quite a while, and you know, like anybody who messages Martin, he put us on the priority list. You know, basically we're best friends. So he put us on the priority list and I signed up fairly quickly. There's other courses out there. I've done one of those courses, the Precision Nutrition Level 1 qualification. It was not very good. It was all right. I learned a lot from it, but there's a lot of stuff in there that we wouldn't consider evidence-based. And the fact that you just got a textbook and then multiple choice questions, it just didn't feel very authentic. You didn't go, oh, right, well, now I'm a qualified nutritionist. And I understand that people out there will do that. And I think when people out there do that, then maybe they're not as good as those that are hungry for more knowledge. And that's kind of why I wanted to do MNU, was because I want to learn more and I want a qualification that justifies my knowledge, and it just says, hey, this guy knows what he's saying, and I want something to be proud of, to have next to my name. I'll keep PN next to my name, because PN1, banter, because it shows that I am willing to learn, I'm willing to evolve my own knowledge. It's given me the ability of doing these courses to have a critical mind. I work in the fitness industry. I have done for a lot of years, and a lot of those years were as a kind of small-minded, biased individual. And this is kind of what week one of MNU has been about. It's trying to create a solid foundation and moving forward. So we've done nothing nutrition yet, but it's just like, right, what is an evidence-based practitioner? How do they think? What do they think? I just said the same thing twice there. We were told or asked to identify our own bias that we either have or previously had. I love bodybuilding. I've done bodybuilding for 12 years, so I'm going to always have a slight soft spot for that. Whereas I want this podcast to be about general fitness, so I don't mind having people, whether it's bodybuilding, physique, performance, CrossFit, powerlifting, strongman. You know, I know a pro wrestler that I'm going to, hey Ollie, if you're listening, that I'm going to have on here just to discuss, you know, their training and their nutrition. Anything really. Fat loss, general fat loss. The niche that I'm going for, you'll probably see by the photo, is, yeah, I'm look like a bodybuilder, especially when I'm shredded, but also I'm a dad. I'm so much more than a bodybuilder. I love my son, and he is like literally everything to me. I love my fiance, I love my job, I love my friends, I love my customers and clients, and that's what really gives me a buzz, helping people and educating them and empowering them and giving them like all of the knowledge that I've accumulated and help them identify the crap that they don't need to know. Helping somebody, like just one person, with their life is the most rewarding thing in the world. And this podcast is another opportunity to provide value to those that just want to listen. So I'm not trying to take over the world. I don't expect to be number one in the podcast ratings yet anyway. And this is kind of why I wanted to relaunch it, is because, I'm continuously, and a lot of people are doing this, procrastinating, saying I'm going to start and never actually starting because we're waiting for the perfect start, where we make excuses to why it's not a great time. What I'm going to do is essentially wing it. It's what I do best, and it will develop as we go. It'll get better. This might sound rubbish. You might be listening thinking, wow, this guy prattles on a little bit, but at least I'm kind of putting myself out there. And this is what I'll try and ask my clientele to do, is take risks. The definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So if we can do something different, we are going to at least elicit a different outcome. If it's a mistake, if we make a mistake, that's an opportunity of learning. And that's kind of the message that I broadcast to my clientele when I'm speaking to them, is give it a whirl. Like, we understand what we're trying to do, and I have a general idea of the direction I want to take things, but that path is going to look very different to everybody. So why MNU? There was other courses out there, and I chose this one because there is a great deal of well-respected people within the industry that obviously sing its praises. James Krieger, Danny Lennon, just to name a couple. this is the second time recording because I made a rude joke. Well, not a rude joke, but a joke that might not have went down well. So I thought, oh, I better start again. Also, I wanted to network with other MNU students to talk about the course as we go along, meet and interact with different people with different backgrounds, whether they're just down the road or whether they're in Australia or America or whatever. I think it would be nice to kind of try and create a stronger community. I might seemingly be that guy who is commenting a lot on different posts within the mentoring lab. It's because I'm interested, I want to learn, I want to interact, I want to become, one of the guys. The like-minded individuals in there is really what's kind of motivating me to do this sort of thing. So don't think I'm a dick or anything like that. I am just an all right normal person that just loves fitness and geeks out on nutrition. Looking ahead of the course, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm slightly nervous, especially when we get to the more technical stuff. That's where my shortcomings are. That's where I struggle with. Hopefully, the lectures will help. I'm very much a learner. I listen to podcasts. I like to watch videos. Reading, I can literally read and then just forget it instantaneously. So when I'm listening to the podcasts or listening to the lectures when I'm walking the dog, that's kind of where I learn the best. There was a concern whether I would be giving away any course content or anything like that. That's kind of like, somebody telling you how great Disney World is. You have to kind of be there. You have to be on this course to understand how much goes into it. I want to, show my respect to the course providers and its content. So I want to just basically do positive for MNU and basically allow more people to come onto the course. I'm sure one day I might have like, hey, use the code Ian MNU and you get, or I get something. I don't know. That's just That's just looking forward. That's me drifting away in my brain. So I just wanted to make it a short introduction, 10, 15 minutes, just to say this is what I'm about. You probably realize I do ramble a little bit, so I am sorry. I am better when I'm interacting with somebody, because I'm just left to my own thoughts here, and it's weird, being in front of a mic and having to entertain yourself. So, a calling to any MNU students that do want to talk on the podcast, give us an email or a message. I'll just provide the details in there, in the description. I think that's what people say. If you've got any kind of suggestions, any questions, any guests you'd like on here, please again, email messages. At the end of the day, I'm just on here, just trying to provide a little bit of value again. Keep accountable to myself, learn through doing, and hopefully, in a long time, I'll be somewhere better. That sounds a bit morbid, not like dead, I mean, like somewhere I'll be in a better position, you know, I'll have a stronger audience or something like that. Right, yeah, so. Hopefully that was all right. As I say, it's short, sweet introduction to me, Ian Bickle. Thank you for listening, and hopefully I will hear from you soon. Oh, subscribe, leave a rating, 5 stars. You know, got now nice to say, don't say anything, so leave that. It might be on YouTube, so do that. Subscribe, find me, and. Yeah, we'll speak soon. Much love. Bye.